Lesson 8, Grammar 1. So far, we looked at using the be verb with 입니다, 입니까, and 이에요, 예요, and also subject markers 이 and 가. Now we're going to get a lot more general and basic. The next thing we'll learn is the verb ending, which is used with lots of common base verbs. The base verbs supply the beginning sound and this verb ending, 아요, 어요, as the ending sound. It ends in 요, which makes it polite. But it doesn't end in 입니다, which would make it too formal. This is informal. We can combine these two endings, 아요, 어요, with lots of verbs to make statement sentences. If the base verb has an a or o vowel, use 아요. Actually, if the verb has a, so a plus a, there will be just one a sound. And if the verb has o, o plus a in the verb ending will make a wa sound. However, if the verb has a, u, I, or e, use oyo instead. Usually, these verbs keep their vowel in the same sound syllable with the oyo added at the end. However, with I, I plus oyo makes yoyo. If there is a consonant in front of the I vowel, keep the vowel there instead. In the case of hada, a very special verb meaning make or do in English, there's a special rule. Hada plus ayo makes heyo. This is a verb you're going to hear a lot in speaking Korean. Let's review. Ayo, oyo, and the special form with hada, heyo. Say it three times fast. Ayo, oyo, heyo. Ayo, oyo, heyo. Ayo, oyo, heyo. Got that? Wow. In other words, ayo, oyo is an informal, polite ending that shows a sentence is finished by combining with a verb or an adjective. Ayo is used after vowels, a or o, at the stem of the verb or adjective. Oyo is used when the last vowel is not a or o, and hada verb or adjective becomes heyo. Ayo, oyo is used in question sentences as well. For example, look at the chart. Change the verb on the left side to the form on the right. To go, 가다, go, 가요. To see, 보다, see, 봐요. Remember, any subject can go here, I or you or we. Let's move on. To eat, 먹다, eat, 먹어요. To read, 읽다, read, 읽어요. And finally, using the 하다 verb. To study, 공부하다, study, 공부해요. To exercise, 운동하다, exercise, 운동해요. Let's hear some more examples.
투안 씨는 커피를 마셔요.
Tuan drinks a coffee. Look, 마시다 became 마셔요.
저는 지금 점심을 먹어요.
I have lunch now.
투안 씨는 텔레비전을 봐요.
Tuan watches television.
아침에 운동해요.
I work out in the morning. You can use this to say lots of things you do every day. Do you drink coffee? Then say, I drink coffee.
커피로 마셔요.
Great! Do you work out? Then say, I work out.
운동해요.
You got it. Good. Let's move on.